This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. AT&T's bid for Time Warner, $85 billion is the price tag, has, depending on who you talk to, been held up by antitrust concerns or by politics. President Trump's displeasure with Time Warner's CNN is no secret. And yesterday, in front of Congress, Attorney General Jeff Sessions said he couldn't answer a question about whether the White House had been in touch with the Department of Justice about the deal. But as Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson reports, there could be some real legitimate antitrust issues on the table here.
AT&T has a big wireless network. It owns satellite DirecTV, and it provides internet service. It's a distribution company. Time Warner has the content that gets sent over those pipes. You can see how the two might fit together. But how do you keep the merged companies from becoming too powerful? There's basically two solutions.
One is you tell them to sell stuff off.
Tim Wu is a professor at Columbia Law School. He says this is reportedly what the Justice Department is talking with AT&T about, to make the merged company sell off a chunk so it's less powerful. Option number two?
You have them enter in a consent decree, which is a fancy way of saying they promise not to do a bunch of things like raise the prices.
That's what happened when Comcast wanted to buy NBC Universal. But the DOJ soured on this strategy in recent years, even before Trump took office. According to Jonathan Baker, he's a professor at American University and former chief economist at the FCC.
You know, for good reasons. They're hard to enforce, and it's hard to anticipate changing conditions when you're developing them, and they require ongoing supervision.
Potential remedies aside, the politics around this deal are putting the Justice Department in a sticky spot, says Eric Gordon, a professor at the University of Michigan Ross School of Business.
If they don't act strongly, they're going to be accused of being the same pussycats they were with Comcast NBC Universal.
But act too strong, and the DOJ risks being accused of acting on President Trump's behalf. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.